Hi there, this is Mistress Brighton wishing you a happy new year, if I have not done that already. It is I, your splashing, cuckolding, sissy, humiliating, whack job mistress of fun sex shenanigans. It's hard to believe that we are in a brand new year because holy fuck, last year lasted like what, 5 seconds? Fastest year ever. But enough about that. I want to talk about phone sex shenanigans and what to expect when you call me, which is absolutely nothing. Yep. Outside of the customer service oriented satisfaction guarantee, we might be a great fit for each other, and then there's a possibility that I might be your worst phone sex nightmare and you will run screaming. Hey, listen, it happens. People like what they like. I like what I like. But have no fear. If I'm not your cup of tea, there's a whole gaggle of hotties that do lots of things that will give you eargasms and make your toes curl. If I end up not being your cup of tea, like I said, however, if I am your cup of tea, buckle up, cupcake. It's going to be a wild ride for sure. So here's my big phone sex three, even though it's really hard for me to pin down just three because I have a lot of interests. I suppose my big three would be tease and denial, obvi, cuckolding, and splashing phone sex. But there's this whole phone sex machinima thing that I do. And honestly, ever since we started offering virtual, I have to say that virtual world phone sex sessions make it my big four. And then there's like this whole debauchery, carnage, chaos thing that I do and love because I can't be serious for more than 5 seconds. So I suppose that anything that involves you being degraded, humiliated, and me laughing my ass off is my king. That's about as clear cut as I can make things for you. Everything else, you'll just have to call me and ask me questions and find out. Now, if you want to do a call with me, here's how to approach me for a session without getting stabbed or ignored. Oh, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. I don't really ignore people. Sissy phone sex. Let's start there. I do. Yes, I love sissies. I love the whole sissy feminization, sissy humiliation thing. Just please, for the sake of my sanity and for the sake of you having a good time, read my last blog about sissy etiquette, because there are certain things that I refuse to tolerate. And then once you've read that, read Expose Sissy for an idea of how demented I am. I know following rules is hard for some sissies because you get horny and you're very self-absorbed and all you want to do is talk about your fantasy and you're very self-centered in your fetish. I totally get it. I just really need you all to follow some very simple steps so that we can have fun together, okie dokie. Now, on to how to approach me for phone sex and for text sessions. Do not fucking high me. That's first and foremost. I really abhor being messaged and it's just high. If I could reach through the phone or reach through the computer and smack people, I probably would be in a lot of trouble. Anyway, string together a proper full sentence, introduce yourself, and get to the point. Small talk makes my ears bleed. I don't do the whole, oh, hey, how you doing? How are you? It reminds me of telemarketers. You know, the old school 80s, 90s telemarketers. Hi, how are you today? Like, which I would hang up on. Seriously. We will have a grand old time once in session if you follow my rules. It also will avoid you getting yeeted off a cliff like Yosemite Sam in a Looney Tunes clip. Unless you're into like that sort of physical humiliation and getting yeeted, then I'm up for it. For sessions outside of my regular time, email me at brighton@enchantrixempire.com and check availability. Now here's a plot twist. I don't actually have a regular time. I'm usually a night girl until I'm not, and then I'm a day girl until I'm a night girl again. Usually if the site says I'm available. Now, here's the most important thing, because this is another pet peeve for me. If it says I'm available, then I'm available. If you go to cockcontrol.com and it says Miss Brighton is available, then I'm available. Unless, for some strange reason, I did something really, really silly and forgot to sign myself out. If I'm available, I'm available. So there's no need to message me asking, hey, Miss Brighton, are you available? Does it show me green on Cock Control? Did you go to Vox Erotic and see that my profile says I'm available? That already answered your question. If you're just trying to make small talk and get a response out of me before you call, if you have a question, ask your question. You will get a faster response if you just get straight to the point and ask your question instead of the hi, are you there? Are you available? Which irritates me. If I'm available, I'm available. You get me? So, if you're not sure, let's say you aren't sure if I'm available, you don't see me online, and you want to know if I am available or will be soon, you can always, always, always call dispatch, or if live help is available, you can contact live help and say, hey, do you know if Miss Brighton's on? Do you know if she's available? And they will be able to tell you yes or no, I'm sorry, she's not here. They know how to reach me. So if you have a request, they know how to reach me. For texting and Skype, please email me. Again, it's brighton@enchantrixempire.com. Here's why you need to email me. I don't monitor Skype. So if you message me on Skype, you'll get ignored. Email is the fastest route to Brightonland. Outside of sessions, I am very rude. Just being honest. Unless you're one of my favorite people. My favorite people always get a happy, sunshiny response from me. But if you're not one of my favorite people or I don't know you, I'm just being honest, I'm very rude. So, now that we've covered all of that, how to have phone sex shenanigans with Goddess Brighton when she's available. If I'm available for phone and you want phone and you're able to do phone, all you have to do is call 1-800-601-6975. You ask for Miss Brighton and then we can have some fun together. If I'm unavailable, check out the links on my blog. My blog is enchantrixtees.com. Check out those links if you want to order phone sex audios, custom audios, or to send me pretty pictures of your patio deck that you just shellacked. I know I repeat a lot of the same things over and over again in my blog. I know if you read my blog, you're like, oh, she said that before. Yeah, I repeat it over and over again because men are dumb. And mostly men learn by repetition. Yeah, some women do it too sometimes, and it's annoying, but it's mostly men that do this. And yes, I did just insult you. You'll thank me later for insulting you. Let's get together really soon. Let's make it a great year. Make 2022 one filled with your screams of pain and my laughter.